Do they? Right, to speak. Thought about Tisha B'Av related to the Avedus, to the morning of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. We know we don't eat meat, we don't drink wine in the 9 days. That is not mentioned in Chazal. In Chazal, the only time, that the only place that is mentioned about not eating meat and drinking wine is at the Sudas HaMafsekes. Not this year, regular years. The Sudas HaMafsekes in Oichel Bosov in Shoseyai. What is the reason there? That in the Sudas HaMafsekes one doesn't drink wine, one doesn't eat meat. So it's famous that in Avelos, there are two parts of Avelos. In a regular morning, Loyoleinu for a mace, there are two parts. One is the morning after the Kvura, and one is the Aninus, the time that the mace is not buried yet, that it's fresh. Mesa mutalefonov, as I'll call it. The mace is still standing. It's still mutalefonov, is lying in front of you. So in Sforim is mentioned that at a time of Sudas HaMafsekes is an idea, such a type of mourning of mace mutalefonov, that the mace is in front of you. And we know an ovel is allowed to eat meat, is allowed to drink wine. An oinon, mace mutalefonov, not. So that is the idea of Sudas HaMafsekes, where Chazal mentioned in Oichel Bosov, in the Shoseyayim, is because that's the beginning, that's where the event, that's for the event that happens, that is fresh, that is even not buried yet. So it seems to be that for Chazal, the idea of the Churban, of the Avelos, of the morning of the Churban, it's the same idea as Loyoleinu for an Avelos, for a Niftar. There's a time of Aninus, Meis Mutalefonov, and there's a time of Avelos, of regular mourning. So if that's the case, we have to think a moment, who is the Meis here? Who is the Meis, the Mutalefonov? Who is the Meis? Chiddush. In Kuzari, in the Ma'amar Sheni, the second Ma'amar from the Kuzari, he describes, we mentioned that already a few times, he describes the Mishkan as a human being. And the main part of the Mishkan would be the heart, that is the Oren. Where the Luchas are, Omer HaChover, Emesu, Sheshoyresh HaChochmo, the root of the Chochmo in Mufkat Be'oren, is lies in the Oren, that's the Luchas, Asherhu B'Madregas HaLev, that is the heart. But Tzolema Aseres HaDvorim, the Ten Commandments of the Luchas, the Toldei Seyem, and what comes out of these commandments, Vin HaToyro Mitzidoi, the Torah that lies next to the Oren, as we know. Moshe Omar, like the Pasuk said, the Sam to Oysa Mitzat Aron Bris Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu would put the Sefer Torah next to the Aron Bris Hashem. Umishom, from this Oren, Tetzenu Shtei HaChochmos. Two types of Chochmos, of wisdom, comes out from the Oren. What is Chochmos HaTorah? The wisdom of Torah, the Noiseo, on those who carry the Chochmas HaToyro is the Koyanim. And the second is the Chochmas HaNevuah. The Chochmas of Nevuah that emanates from the Luchais, from the Toyro, the Neseon, those who carry the Chochmas HaNevuah are Nevi'im. Ve'im hoyuk mo yoyatsim. They were the yoyatsim. Hamakirim, they know Klal Yisrael, Hamazirim o'umo. They are the head. So we have the heart and we have the head. Both have their roots in the Mishkan. The heart is the Ohen, the Mishkan HaChochma, where the Luchas are, and the head is what emanates from the Ohen, the Chochma that comes out from the Ohen. Chochmas HaTorah Koyanim, and Chochmas HaNevu Nevi'im. Omer HaKuzari, so the Kuzari, the king of the Kuzarim, so he tells it in Cain, when that's the case, to do it today, you do not have a Beis HaMikdash. Atem Hayoyim B'loi Guf, B'loi Roshu B'loi Leiv. You are body today, a dead body. You don't have a head, no Koyanim, no Nevi'im. U'B'loi Leiv, you don't have the Oren, so you don't have a heart. That is what the Kuzri says, without a Beis HaMikdash, what happened to Klal Yisrael. Omar Chomer Keinu Kasher Omarto. You're quite right. V'oit, even more than that, even the Lekuf. Not even a body that belongs together, that is one piece. Aval atzoma is mefuzores, scattered bones. K'mo atzoma is hayeveshes ashevo Yecheskel. Like the dry bones that Yecheskel saw in the Nevi'im, in his Nevuah. So the Kuzari says that the Beis HaMikdash, besides being the head and the heart of Klal Yisrael, it kept Klal Yisrael together also. We know regarding Tefillah, let's say, entire Klal Yisrael is united, they concentrate to the same center point. So the center of the entire Klal Yisrael was Beis HaMikdash, Tel Pios, Tel Shekol Pios, pointing by everybody, turns to the Beis HaMikdash. That was what kept the entire Klal Yisrael together. So without the Beis HaMikdash, it's even not a body anymore, one body together. It's atzomais mefuzorais, scattered bones. If that's what the Kuzri says, the Chomer of the Kuzri says, so it's not far-fetched to think who is the Meis Mutar Lefonav here. Is the Chuben Abayis, is Klal Yisrael lost its head and Klal Yisrael lost its heart. So the Meis Mutar Lefonav are we, are Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the Meis Mutar Lefonav. Am Yisrael, being alive with the Chuben Abayis, being on an elevated level, and be alive with the Binyan Abayis, being on an elevated level with the Binyan Abayis, lost his soul, lost his heart, lost his Roish, lost his Moyach. So as a new type of Avelus, we are misabel for Klal Yisrael. We misabel for the godlos of Am Yisrael that was lost. That is the Meis Mutar Lefonav of Tisha B'Av. Seems it difficult for us to realize what we had with Beis HaMikdash. We don't really know how we conserve it like Mason, Aftumas Mufuzolas, like he says, even scattered bones. Our Kolponim, that has to be the Hisboinonus, that the Klal Yisrael after the Chuban is a lower, much lower level than a Klal Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash. It's considered compared to Klal Yisrael Beis HaMikdash, that would be a body as alive, with a heart and with a head, and that will be atzomes mufuzores, scattered bones. Might be to make the kina, the morning, stronger. There's a kina that we say on Tisha B'Av to bring the contrast between Klal Yisrael in its ideation, in its peak, and Klal Yisrael at the time of the Chub in its lower level. We make a contrast between Yetzias Mitzrayim and having to leave Yerushalayim. It's famous. Eshtukat Bekirbi, there's a fire burning in me, Balisi Alibi, when I bring to my, to when I remember, when it comes up to my heart, Betzesim in Mitzrayim, the time I left Mitzrayim, the most elevated level of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, Kinim O'iro, that I will bring up a kinim, a kinim. The man as Kiro, to remind myself that Tzeisim Yerushalayim, when I left Yerushalayim, the other conquest. As Yoshir Moshe, Moshe sang a song, Shir Lo Yenoshe, a shir that will not be forgotten, the Tzeisim Yerushalayim, by a coin in Yirmiyo. Yirmiyo said a kino, V'no Nehi Nehiyo, and he cried, the Tzeisim Yerushalayim. Basi is koinom, had the Mishkom, the Shulchan Eonom, well, and on the corner, the Shechina dwelled among Klal Yisrael. The Tzeisim Yitzchoyim, the Hamas, Keil, the opposite of that, the contrast, the Hamas, Keil, Shochno, the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwelt, Olai, Ka'anono, like a cloud, the Tzeisim Yerushalayim. There we had a cloud, here we had a cloud, acknowledge, Kechoik Mizrach Vimarov. This Kina comes to illustrate what is Klal Yisrael, what means a living Klal Yisrael, and what means Lo Yaleinu as Kedet Atzumas Hayereshos, the opposition. Galion Homu, the waves of the sea of the Yamsuf, the Kachoy Mokomo, they stood up like a wall, the Tzeisimi Mitzroim, Zdoinim Shotofu, waves of Zdoinim of Rishoim, they flooded over me. Al Roshit Sofu, they covered my head, the Tzeisim Yerushalayim. And the entire Kina goes this way. To show the contrast, what means Klal Yisrael alive with the highest level, and how looks Klal Yisrael after the Chuban, when Klal Yisrael lost its head, and Klal Yisrael lost its heart. And it lost the centerpiece that keeps the entire body together. So it's not far-fetched to say that when we Mesa Mutala Fonov means that the Mesa is Klal Yisrael Eilein, is Mutala Fonov. Compared to what was Yisrael, but the Fartoi after the Chuber is Atomas Yevesha, is Mesa Mutala Fonov. However, that's one side of the equation. The Kuzari goes on straight away. Im kol zeh melech kuzar. With all that, but so much, asher nisha buem tev amiti ve'achay, bones that kept the nature of life, ukvar hoyo keilim l'roishu l'nevo v'ach nefesh v'seichu. They once served, they were vessels, they were instruments to serve the head, and to serve the heart, and to serve Ruach, Nefesh, and Seichel. Those bones, Toivim, are better. Me'agufes ha'metzuyores, from the statues that are nice, and a nice shape. Me'evim v'sit, from stone. Be'roish ve'inayim, they have a head, and they have eyes, and they have ears, and all the limbs they have. Ve'lecholav ve'em me'oilam Ruach, chayo, but they never had a soul. Ve'efshosh shiochal ve'em. They can't have a soul. These are the stones, they're dead. Achim etzuras doimers etzuras odom. As similar to human beings, look similar. They ain't a odom. In real terms, they're not human beings. They were never human beings. So, the Neshima Achas, at the same moment where he says that the Chuban make Klal Yisrael Tzatzumas Yeveshais, he says that the Atzumas Yeveshas are still connected. They served Chayus, the Mele, there are still some hope. There is still something from life remains connected, remains stuck to these Atzumas. So he brings later, he explains, the Umayyads, all the nations that try to emulate Klal Yisrael, to be similar to Klal Yisrael, the Yochru Lahasik, they could never reach Yosem and Adim and Anira, only what a similarity, what looks like. They put up temples, Lenir Buen Elekim Ois, there was never an Oisius, there was never signs in the temple. They separated, they made themselves Nazirim, that Nevuah should come up to them, it never came. They screamed, or they got upset about the Baal, we know from Novi, Loyor Dalim Eish Min Ashomayim, fire never came down. And never came a sudden punishment, even, to make clear that the punishment comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is an Ashgosh Potis. is what they consider to be their heart, their temple, Nifka. So they left it. So they left it. And nothing changed with them. With the temple or without the temple, their heart slocha, their whereabouts depended only kifi rubom miyutam. According if they were a lot, so they were strong. If they were few, so they were weak. Bechaskosom, bechoshosom, if they kept together, they were strong. Machmekoisom, al dechateva v'amikra, a natural way of history. However, we, Klal Yisrael, shimsupega es libeinu, when a harm comes, touches our heart, bezamikdosh, ashu bezmikdoshenu ovadnu, that we lost bezamikdosh. We were lost. Klal Yisrael was lost without Beis HaMikdash. Because Europei, when it will be, the heart will be healed again, Europei anachnu, we will be healed also. No difference, if it will be a lot or be a little nation, and how things will happen, because Manigenu, the one who leads us, and our king, Ramoshel Bono, and the one who keeps us together, is Eikim Chai, the Rabbi Yisrael. A completely different element. Klal Yisrael's elevation and Klal Yisrael going down depends everything how the heart is. If the heart is healed with Hamikdash, Klal Yisrael is in his best matzav, best situation. It might be only a few people. And where the heart is chashashon and weak, might be a lot of people. Klal Yisrael is lost. Nochim don't have this problem. Nochim is everything. What they thought is their heart, they never had a heart. They never had a mikdash with Ashkenaz, Ashkenaz, whatever they tried to emulate this world, they were not successful at all. So he says, he goes on later, he says, have a look, all the umas, it can't come up to anybody's mind that any nation would experience what Israel had experienced during the entire Golus, that his nation shouldn't change to another nation. It wouldn't exist anymore. Kol shkina erech hazman, and these thousands of years that passed, how many nations got lost and nothing remained after them? Edoim, Moyov, Ammon, Aram, Pleshes, Kastim, Modai, Poras, Brahmin, Tzvoyim. Nothing remained from all that. And Klal Yisrael remained. So from one side is Atzumas Yireishois, and from the other side there's bones that have still some teva biti ve'achayim, there's something alive still, that life that is stuck to these bones, will consume to them. What is this life that is stuck to the bones? It's the Chosidim, the Yankov Emden, in the abdomen to his Siddo, from the very beginning, he writes, who can be so blind that he doesn't see the connection Olam HaTachton of this world with an other world, with the higher world, with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that supports him, umamit, and holds him, Ve'in Hashgachos Aleihem Tomit, that watches over him, over this world, Olam HaTachton. And how will the Kofer, the Apikoros, not be ashamed and to stand Nichlam? Whoever looks the Yichud, he will look, well, in Yoneinu, what happened to Klal Yisrael, Uma'amodeinu bo'olam, Anachno, we, Klal Yisrael, Ha'uma Agoylam, the nation that is gathered, Seh Bezura, a scattered lamb, after all what happened to us, from the Tzoreis HaChamuris, thousands of years, there's no nation in the world that is changed like we are. How many were our enemies? How strong they were. They elevated their head. Those who stood up against us elevated their head. Minoreinu, since we were young, since the beginnings of Israel. Lashvidenu, to destroy us. Lokreinu, to uproot us. Lashorosheinu. Ipnei asino, because of the hatred. The reason is the kinah, the jealousy. The harm does a lot. gam yochlolonu, they couldn't. Lovdeinu lechalaseinu, they couldn't destroy us. Kol ha'umais haktumais, all the ancient nations, the strong ancient nations, the mighty ancient nations, ovat zichrom, nothing was left. Botel sivrom sortzilom, v'onu advekim v'ashem kolonu chayim ayoyim. We are dvovik v'ashem, we will live all today. The nifkad bimeno, with obchalteke barichos goloseinu, with all the strengths of the length of the golos, it didn't get lost from us, afilo ois, not one letter, the nikot, not a dot, made toiro, from the toiro. Shebiksav, v'chol tvorim chachomim kayomim, all the divrei chachomim kayomim, stand fast, l'sholod web yad azman v'lekino. Time didn't have an influence and was not able to destroy. Is that normal? Mayane bozeh afilosof choriv, yeah. The philosopher who thinks everything is mikre, what will he answer? Hayada mikre osso kolele, this chance that happened here? Chai nafshi, says, I tell you the truth. Ki bizboinani b'nifloes eile, when I think about these nifloes, what happened to Klal Yisrael during the thousands of years. Gotlu etz li yoyser b'konisim b'nifloes sh'otza Hashem izborech la'vesenu b'mitzvayim. These nisim are stronger for me than all the nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in Mitzrayim, Ubar Mitzvah, Ubar Tzisrael. And whatever the golos was longer, Bukhamasha Ocha Golos Yoser, Nis Ameis Haneis Yoser, is the nes clearer. The Noidama Setokfoy Ugburosai. And we know the strength of these nes the longer the golos goes. That's a nes that is strongest as for me that the nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim are people in Tzisrael. You think to recognize the Rabbeinu Shalom, to recognize the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Yad Hashem and Nisim in a situation of Atzumas Yireishos, of bones that are almost dry, of a Klal Yisrael that lost its level of Yitzias Mitzrayim, a new Hizkalos, a new thing comes out of Tisha B'Av. A new thing comes out of this Churban, a new way of recognizing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, recognize that He takes care of us, there's an Ashgach HaPratis, and Nisim v'Nifloes on a hidden way, stronger than Yetzias Mitzrayim and Midbar and the Eretz Yisrael. That might bring a new connection between Metzesim and Mitzrayim and Metzesim and Yerushalayim. Avada is a contrast. Avada, you compare the matzav of Yisrael, Betzesi when left Mitzrayim was a Klal Yisrael, the elevated level of life. And Betzesi Yerushalayim might be Atzomes Yevashos, dry bones. But in these bones, there's Teva b'Teva Achaim. There seems some life going around in these bones. It's not obvious. It's not a living body that walks around with a head and a heart. That there is some life that's remaining. So Eshtuka Bekirbi Baloise Alibi Betzesi Bimitzroim. That was the connection when we left Mitzroim. With all the pain, Tzeis Yerushalayim is also a connection. Tzeis Yerushalayim has also Nisim Benifloes that are not less than the Nisim Benifloes of leaving Mitzroim. So from one side is Tisha B'Av a Meismuta Lefonov, Erev Tisha B'Av Al Kaponim, definitely, is a Meismuta Lefonov to realize what Klal Yisrael lost. The level of Klal Yisrael that changed me from a high level to the lowest of the lowest. And from the other side, Punkti Tisha B'Av, and Dafkei Tisha B'Av, comes out a new connection of a Klal Yisrael with a Rabbeinu Shel Olam, that from the outside it looks hopeless, and from the inside of his boilani, like Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, when somebody is boiling, he sees in that a Yad Hashem, an Ashgach HaPratis, and a connection, not less nisim, than with all the pain, and with all the churban, and with all the disaster and destruction, not less Nisan than Yetzias Mitzrayim, that not one dot of the Torah was changed, and not one word was lost, and not one word of the Chachomim was changed. Is there such a nation like that? A nation that is persecuted and chased and suffers like Klal Yisrael, and is so alive like Klal Yisrael in the Golos? That is a nation that comes out from the Tisha B'Av. The Kuzari himself, he adds after what we bring brought. Omar Chover, the Chochem tells, Al Tachshev, goes on later, you should not think, what I agreed to your words, I said, indeed, we are dead. We are Tzomes Yevesha, we are scattered bones, but for Zoves, like Yecheskel, Hoido Mimeno. Don't you think that that I agree with you? Sha'anachnu k'moy ha'dovar ha'meis, that we are indeed like a dovar ha'meis. Av yesh lanu ischabos. We have a connection between Yonahu Eleki with the Shechinah. The Toyrois, with different dinim, with Toyrois. Asher somon bris, b'neinu v'eloi. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu put, he gave us the Toyrois as a covenant between us and between him. So he brings examples. Where do we see the connection? Kemino, Shenem Rova, Voisu Brisi, Vipsachem, the Bris Oilov. Bris Milo is a connection. Vashabos. Shabbos is a sign that HaKadosh Baruch Hu between me and between you, that there was Sechem all your generations. Milvad bris Ovois, u bris ha-Toyro, the general covenant with the Ovois, the connections through the Toyro, HaShekor ha-Sitor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this covenant, b'machas b'chayret, b'mamet ha-Sinai, u'v'shnir b'arves moyo, before entering at Israel. Imakmul v'oynish ha-Tluyim bo, and the reward and the punishment that depends of keeping the Torah. And it's called Mepashki Sodit Bonim. Vein anachnu bebalas hameis. We are not dead. So we lost this hamidosh. Ach anachnu bebalas hachoyle hamishchof. We have a bad illness. Shenisyashu mirufuos ukol ha-raifim. The doctors, those who go, the historians, who will go according to the natural process of things, they will give up. For who? But the patient himself, he knows that it could happen. The fool could happen with wonders and the change of the natural way of history could change. The question was, could they live, these dry bones? And the answer is yes, they can live. The dry bones can live. So there is in Tisha B'Av such a double approach. For one side, Tisha B'Av is Meisim Mutar Lefonav to figure out, to be Mizboinen, what the level that Klal Yisrael lost, the level of Hashchones Azor Hashchinah that Klal Yisrael lost, and is compared mamash to dry bones that are scattered, even not a complete body anymore. Nor head, nor heart, and the limbs are not keeping together because the centerpiece was lost. That's one side. That's the Avelus of Tisha B'Av and the Meisim Mutar Lefonav. And from the other side, Punk Tisha B'Av comes out, we discover that there's a much deeper connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No Beis HaMikdash. But there's a connection with the Torah. So might be dead we are not. Might be we are chayle. And a chayla that is not in a poshet matzav, but the raifim, the doctors, those who go with the nature, they give up. For who but this patient hopes, mekaver before he hopes for healing. Mitzara moifes shinui ha-teva, because wonder can happen. This moifes of a connection with the inyan eleki, like it told it, with the shechinah, through the Torah, bris milo, Shabbos, and in general, the bris oves that we live from, the Kavisenu, and the bris of the third, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the covenant of the Torah in Sinai, and then before entering Eretz Yisrael. This remains in these Atzomas Yevashos. That's the bit of life that remains in this scattered, so-called dry bones. So So it might be that that's why Tisha B'Av, for one side with all the Avelos, and Beis Mutter Lefonov, Tisha B'Av is called the Moyet, it's called the Yontef. What is the Moyet? We don't say Tachlon Tisha B'Av. End of Tisha B'Av, we don't say Tachlon. Because with the Chuban, is Nizkale comes out in Tisha B'Av, there's a deeper connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the Beis HaMikdash. Even it's not the ideal what we want. There's a deeper connection with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, even without the open Ashroes Hashchina, and without the Nisim Gluyim of Beis HaMikdash, of Eish Yodom in Hashomayim, and Ashroes Hashchina, and all the Nisim, that the fire on the Mizbeach is like a lion, and all the Nisim that are mentioned in Pekei Ovel, Satsor Nisim Na, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash. There's a deeper connection. A Neis Nistor. This Neis Nistor is not less Nisim than the floors than the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, like Rabbi Yaakov Amram said. But it's a Nistor. This Neis Nistor comes out on Tisha B'Av. So from one side, it's the worst morning for what the level that we lost, that from the peak of life, Tzitzim in Mitzrayim, it's almost dead, but Tzitzim in Yerushalayim. And from the other side, there's a direct connection to Tzeisim and Mitzrayim. Tzeisim Mitzrayim were Nisim Gluyim. Tzeisim Yerushalayim, they are hidden Nisim that are not less strong and not less powerful than Tzeisim and Mitzrayim. The connection, Dashgoch HaProtis, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with Schar Voinesh, with connection to Mitzvahs, and that Klal Yisrael is preserved, that the Torah is preserved, every dot of the Torah is preserved. The Masoyda is preserved. Every Nikud, we know about Nikud, how many discussions there are. Every Nikud is preserved. I have such a goddess and so much suffering and so much persecution. That is the Nais of Tisha B'Av. The Nais. That is the Moyad of Tisha B'Av, the Moyad. Might be, with that, we mentioned already this question years ago, if not approach. We know from Chazal, the Gemara asked, Astira. The Torah is mentioned that the Kruvin and Beis HaMikdash with Pnei and Isha Lochiv faced one another. And regarding Bashleim HaMelech, it's mentioned that Pnei and Avais, they faced the house, they looked away from one another. So Chazal say, what happened with the Kruvin? Did they face one another, or did they look away from one another? The Gemara answers, "Kan bismach Yisrael oisim ratzoyne shalvokim b'vavasra." When Klal Yisrael fulfilled HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen, it's a connection. Klal Yisrael looks up to Yisrael. Klal Yisrael looks up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks to Klal Yisrael. Pnei isha lochem. Kan bismach she'ein oisim ratzoyne shalvokim. When Klal Yisrael makes averus at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, is the Kruvin turned b'neis? They turn away from one another. Like Klal Yisrael turns away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns away from Klal Yisrael. So there's this question. At the time of the Churban, in Melachim it's mentioned that there were Kruvim on the walls, paintings, Tziurim, Kemar Ish Veloyos, like a husband and his wife embraces her, facing one another. Ke'ish ha-mu'ura ve-levi'a shelo'i. Omar v'shlokish. Says v'shlokish v'shol she-nichnasu nochim le-heichol. At the time of the Churban, when the nochim entered the heichol. So it's first Beis HaMikdash. Ro kruvim ha-mu'urim ze'o v'zeh. So they saw this painting that the kruvim faced one another, they embraced one another. Ha-yitziyam le-shuk. So they took it off on the wall. And they took it out to the street. The Amor, they said, what's going on? Yisroel alolo shevichosam broche. Klal Yisroel, whose blessing are a blessing, they elevate that level. Klilosam klolo. Yasku bedvorem alolo. That's the images that they have, the illustrations that they have in the Beis HaMikdash. Yad hizilum. So they made fun of them. Shenema kol chabdei hizilu ki ruah alvosa. Okay. So they didn't understand Nochi what it means, this what the Kruvin. It's obviously not the same Kruvin as the Oren. But it's the Kruvin, Chazal compare it, it's the Kruvin on the wall. The question is, we speak here in the time of the Churban. of the Chuban. How did they face this Chuban on the wall? Why didn't they turn away? It's a time of the Chuban where HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns away from Klal Yisrael. So why did the Chuban face one another? They should have turned away. Like Chazal say that the Chuban turned away when Ein Oisim Ratzon Yisrael Mokem. So what happened here? This question is asked in Achronim. How does it fit with the other Gemara? So perhaps Ulai. How definitely. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash stands, and Klal Yisrael makes Avodah Zorah, it makes Averas, Beis HaMikdash still stands, the Kruvim turn away. By the time of the Chuv Beis HaMikdash is discovered a new relationship. A relationship without the Beis HaMikdash. A relationship with a Hester Ponim. It's dark, it's Taurus. But there is, in this Hatzomus Yevashus, remains some life. There's some life even in this dried out bones, remains some life and some connection. That doesn't turn away. This connection remains even in the darkest of the darkness. That's why, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, they turn away. In the time of the Chuban, this part that remains connected does not turn away. Klal Yisrael's connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Hester Ponim, in the darkness, remains. They remain connected through Mila to the Hashgacha Pratis. They remain connected through the Mitzvahs to Shabbos. And they remain connected through the Nisim and Nifroes, not less than Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a different way. It's a way that is turned away from the perspective of Beis HaMikdash, from the higher level of Beis HaMikdash. But from the inner perspective, from when a person looks and in his Bainan, it's facing one another, still facing one another. This, the fact of the Kruvim facing one another, the Kruvim on the wall of Beis HaMikdash, as paintings, as tziurim, facing one another in the time of the Chuban, that is the Yom Tov of Tisha B'Av, because this connection remains. With the Beis HaMikdash, one would never notice that. One would never come to this conclusion. Dafke after the Chuban, one comes to this conclusion, that's a reason to make a Yom Tov. In the Tzoras, in the darkest of the darkest, there's a Moyet, there's a meeting place with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We meet him, he meets us, his Ashgacha Pratis, he watches over us, that with all the Tzoras, kam b'yoysom b'eretzon v'em, v'ma'astim, v'le'ga'altim, l'chaloysom, l'hofir, b'nisa itom, ki ani Hashem el'keem. That is the Yisrael that comes out after Tisha B'Av. So from one side, Tisha B'Av Klal Yisrael is like from a body that was alive, lost his head, lost his heart, lost the completeness of his body, is Atzomes Yevashos. But Atzomes Yevashos that served once, they were once Kelim, vessels to her head and to heart and to Zruach, the Nefesh, the Seichel. These Atzomes Yevashos have still life in itself. And these punkt in the Chuban. I told you that we are like that, says the Chovah to the Kuzari. Not completely so. We are still connected to the Inyan Eloki. We are connected. Yeshlanu is Chavos. I don't agree with you. You look at us as dead, a dead nation. Yeshlanu is Chavos b'Inyan Eloki. We have a connection to the Shekhinah, with the Torah that he gave us, that he put between him as a connection. The Bris Milo and Shabbos, Bris Ovois, and the covenant of the Torah in Har Sinai, and before entering Eretz Yisrael, and reward and punishment for not keeping mitzvot, for keeping and not keeping. We are not that. We are chayla. With losing Beis HaMikdash, we are chayla. But there's life, a type of life that was discovered, that came out, that we didn't know about before the Chuban arise. So Tisha B'Av has an element of Meisa Mutal Afonov, the worst of the worst. And we have to figure that out to realize that. Klal Yisrael is not the real Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael after the Chuban is not what is meant to be, the Klal Yisrael of Betesim in Mitzrayim. In this elevated level with the open Nisim Geluyim and Amon and Be'er and Anale Kovet and all the Nisim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not this Klal Yisrael. But nevertheless, it's a Klal Yisrael that remains connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over him, and is not meyayish from him, and has expectations from him to come close and to remain close and to strengthen his bond. Because we are atzomes yevashis might be, but atzomes yevashis that once served a living body, and not atzomes yevashis that never they ever had. Nochem had everything today, but the atzomes yevashis that never served a living body, that never were part of a living body, these have no hope. Klal Yisrael have hope. And this has hope. And this hope, punkt, comes out, is discovered with what happened after the Tisha B'Av. Like Rabbi Yaakov Emden said, Chaya Nafshi, Ono Vadveke B'Hashem Kulonu Chayim Ayoyim, the Nifkat B'Menu, it was not lost with all the Arichas of the Golos, not a dot, and not a letter from the Torah, and all the Vir HaChomim Chayim B'Kayomim, Chai Nafshi, Ki Bizboineni B'Nifloes Eile, when I think about these Nifloes, I contemplate, Godlu Esli Yoyser, these are greater, Mikol HaNisim B'Nifloes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made love with Seinu in Mitzrayim and Midbar and Eretz Yisrael. When one always think a few moments about the hardship of Klal Yisrael, we don't have to elaborate, but the last, it's hardly 70 years ago, yes, about the Churban, it looked hopeless, and Klal Yisrael that caught himself back and is alive and is developing and is trying to be medactic to mitzvahs more. And come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can it be such a thing? And the movement of children, how can it be such a thing? After such a disaster, that's a sight that came out, punked in the Churban, only in the Matzav of Churban, a hidden relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that wouldn't be seen at all in the time of the Binyan Habayis. Everything went well, everything went healthy. In the time of illness, so like the Pasuk says, Ruach ish yechalkel machaleyo, the approach of the patient, that's what supports his illness. What gives him hope is the approach of the patient. Ruach ish yechalkel machaleyo. So the Ruach of Klal Yisrael today is what supports, what gives him hope, and what gives him strength, what gives him chizuk, and what gives him the striving to come closer, to keep this life, and to develop this life, to develop the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All this chizuk comes of the Yontef, the moment of the meeting place of Tisha B'Av, where the Churban remains Me'urah, remains connected with one another and don't look away. Because this connection with Abes HaMikdosh, that remains forever, Tilakosh Lev Rachmonas, and give us that complete life back, to elevate Klal Yisrael again, to give us back our heart, to give back our head, ושיבו שבתנו כבר ראשינו ויועצינו כבר תחילו וזבין אל הבייס במהרו ובמהרו.